at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention. This is my first Trade Talk interview, and I'm at the FMC booth. And first of all, I'm here with Matt Hancock. And Matt, I want to thank FMC for being one of the sponsors of our coverage of this convention this year. So let's get into things here. First of all, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do for FMC.
Well, I'm the corn segment manager, so I'm in the marketing department in Philadelphia, and I've been up there for a couple of years now.
So here we want to talk about some new technology that is new to FMC, and I think it's fascinating. I want to learn more about it. Let me see if I can say it right. Is it Thrive 3D? Did I say that right?
Well, you did say it right, Chuck, and I love where you took that to begin with, because when you look at it, it's got a couple of threes in it. It's Thrive 3D, and it makes you scratch your head, what's going on there? And the threes come from two places. So the first three is FMC is taking formulation technology to combine molecule and machine, to combine active ingredient and equipment. So those are the three: active ingredient, formulation technology, and equipment. And what we're doing is we're not just releasing and introducing a new product. We're introducing a new application methodology, a new use pattern, if you will. And so Thrive 3D is really a platform for the delivery of, to begin with, at-plant insecticides. So we're building on our Capture LFR franchise that we have today. But this is for a different grower, a grower that hasn't been using liquid row starter, a grower that's not equipped to carry around a lot of liquids, a grower that doesn't want to have to work with cumbersome granular soil insecticide bags or boxes. And what we're doing is we're taking a very small unit with 130 gallons of water, 30 gallons of product, and it goes through a process of expansion. And that's where the 3D part comes in. When it goes into the furrow, it's been put into a foam application at that point and expanded 50 times so that we can take 40 ounces of finished mixture and apply an at-plant insecticide on on an acre. So in other words, that 160 gallons of stuff that we talked about a minute ago is going to cover 500 acres. They're going to fill this thing up once and plant all day long.
So, you know, I know depending on what kind of planter I'm using and how many rows I'm planting, this device is, how should I say it? Is it like just one device needed for that whole planter then?
Right. One device is needed. And what we have come up with for this year is a 24-row unit, a 16-row unit, and a 12-row unit. So those are the kits that we'll be able to introduce in 2015, and we're looking to enhancements down the road to expand out to 48-row units, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, this is brand new, I understand, right?
It is. It's brand new. We're in our second year of trials and in final development, and we're actually just getting to the point where we've got that final fit and finish that we're ready to sell to a grower. It looks sharp on the unit. It's small. It's compact. You know, we're looking to match your planter, and so all of these things are part of where we're going with it.
So this really ties in well with a grower who is, how should I say it, really taking advantage of what new precision applications and hardware offer. Kind of even makes, you know, if you're doing that, this is something that makes it even more productive, more return on their bottom line, say, at the end of the season?
Absolutely, because when you stop and think about not carrying around thousands of gallons of carrier, whether it's water or liquid fertilizer, you're lightening the load on the planter, you're saving fuel, you're saving time, and as far as the precision application, you know, we feel like, especially with the at-plant insecticides, that's even more important than ever. When you think in terms of refuge in a bag, instead of having uniform refuge that could potentially have some non-uniformity in the insecticide control, now you've got randomized refuge on every acre. That means you've got to protect every seed and every inch of that furrow. And the products that we've developed with Capture LFR and now with Capture Thrive 3D, which will be the product that goes through this Thrive 3D platform, both of those are designed to give you that sort of perfectly uniform application of an at-plant insecticide. Mm-hmm.
So we refer to this as Thrive 3D with Capture. And is it best to kind of describe it as a system, a platform, as opposed to just say it's a new product?
Right. I would call it a platform. And so Capture Thrive 3D is the first product that will be available to go through it. But we're very rapidly, we've got a pipeline full of products that we're working with right now, Chuck, that will include biological, you know, biostimulants, fungicides that will be pre-mixed with it. We're looking at what can we put in the furrow to enhance the emergence and the success of that early stand and defend the early stand. And so we not only see it as the next cool way to get capture out, but how are we going to augment seed treatments and help the grower have just sort of a really great stand? I mean, that's the bottom line here.
Now, and this is a color agnostic product then too, or platform.
Right, it is a color agnostic. We're actually trying to match it with yellow tanks and white tanks and so forth. So, yeah.
So it is this out commercially now, or be available for the next season?
It will be available for the 2015 planting season. We're engaging our star retailers. We're doing demo days. We're trying to create opportunities for our target retailers to work with their target growers to see this new technology. And we're going to have that targeted introduction in 2015. But they are available. You know, we're currently trying to take orders for the ones that are going to be available for 2015. And then we'll have considerably more for the 2016 planting season.
All right. Well, thank you, Matt, very much. I don't know that it means a whole lot, but this is my first interview. We're off to a great start with FMC here at Trade Talk during the NAFB convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.